You have tuned into the River Newsroom's Hudson Valley Coronavirus Report from Lissa Harris of The River and Roger Hannigan-Gilson of The Other Hudson Valley. Go to theotherhudsonvalley.com or therivernewsroom.com for more information and links to the stories included here. This report is a collaboration with several Hudson Valley journalists, airing on WGXC 90.7 FM at midnight, 5, 7, and 9 a.m., and online in the audio archives at WGXC.org. La Voz, a Spanish-language news magazine covering the Hudson Valley, is translating these roundups and co-publishing them on its website in Spanish at lavoz.bard.edu.
As of March 27th, there are now 44,635 confirmed cases of coronavirus in New York State. President Donald Trump signed a $2 trillion federal aid bill March 27th, hours after the House of Representatives approved it by a voice vote. The legislation is the largest stimulus package in U.S. history. New York Times has a FAQ about what's in the plan, which is unlikely to be in the final piece of relief aid passed by the federal government before the pandemic subsides. Did New York get screwed by the stimulus bill? That's the actual headline of an article in City and State today, whose reporter Jeff Colton concludes that it depends on how you do the math. Hospitals and the MTA are getting a badly needed chunk of direct aid, but the federal aid in the bill falls far short of what New York will need to cover its budget gap. The news outlet reports that more help for state and local governments may be in the works. State Senator Jen Metzger, whose direct district encompasses much of the Catskills in western Hudson Valley, introduced a bill to connect people seeking employment with job opportunities on farms. The bill directs the State Department of Agriculture and Markets to create an online farm employment portal and to work with the Department of Labor, among other organizations, to publicize it. Assemblyperson Brian Miller of New York's 101st District, which is so notoriously gerrymandered that Miller's opponent in the 2018 election vowed to get rid of it if elected, has tested positive for the coronavirus and is currently hospitalized. Miller is the fourth state legislator to contract the virus. His district spans a 127-mile-long stretch of territory that runs through parts of Oneida, Herkimer, Otsego, Delaware, Ulster, Sullivan, and Orange counties. A coalition of New York government watchdog groups endorsed moving the state's presidential primary from April 28th to June 23rd. The coalition, which includes NYPIRG, Common Cause, and the New York League of Women Voters, embraced the position taken by county election commissioners on March 25th. Quote, postponing the April primary will allow election administrators time to prepare for new challenges created by the outbreak, such as responding to an increase in absentee ballot requests, hiring new poll workers who are not at high risk of contracting the virus, and informing the public of any poll site changes due to restrictions on the use of public spaces, unquote, according to the coalition. Trailways New York has suspended all service effective Monday, March 30th. In a statement posted on social media, the bus company said that there was no estimated date for resuming service, but that it hoped to be running again in April. Trailways urged riders to look for updates via social media every Tuesday and Friday, or to reach out to its customer care center at 1-800-858-8555. New York State's grade on coronavirus data quality from the COVID Tracking Project, which is tracking data nationwide, went from a B to an A on March 27th. We're not sure what they're doing differently, but good for New York. Announced by New York March 27th, the state's first 1,000-bed temporary hotel at the Javits Center in New York is complete. Temporary hospitals at three other sites, including the Westchester County Center, are under construction. Four more possible sites have been identified in Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island, and the Bronx. Governor Cuomo is calling on President Trump to approve the new sites so construction can proceed. Schools are now closed statewide until at least April 15th. To help consumers and small businesses, the state is ensuring that life insurance payments can be deferred for up to 90 days, and property and casualty insurance payments can be deferred for up to 60 days without incurring penalties. After being called out by deaf advocates for being one of the three states not to offer American Sign Language interpretation of coronavirus briefings, New York State now has daily briefings broadcast in ASL. Cuomo has already called on all hospitals in the state to increase capacity by at least 50% and up to 100%. On March 27th, he promised that hospitals that increased by 100% would get, quote, the Gold Star Hospital Award, unquote. Quote, I don't know exactly what that means, but we'll figure it out later, unquote, the governor said. In his daily briefing, Cuomo called Westchester County, quote, downstate, unquote, so at least that's settled. Cuomo addressed National Guard members deployed to help with the crisis, calling the pandemic, quote, a moment that changes character, unquote, and urging them to help New York, quote, kick coronavirus's ass, unquote. Quote, this is not going to be a short deployment, unquote, he said. Quote, this is going to be weeks and weeks and weeks. This is going to be a long day, and it's going to be a hard day, and it's going to be an ugly day, and it's going to be a sad day. This is a rescue mission that you're on. The mission is to save lives, unquote. State guidance on essential businesses has been updated to clarify that all non-essential construction in the state must shut down. The new language on construction, quote, all non-essential construction must shut down except emergency construction, a project necessary to protect health and safety of the occupants or to continue a project if it would be unsafe to allow it to remain undone until it is safe to shut down the site. Essential construction may continue and include roads, bridges, transit facilities, utilities, hospitals, or healthcare facilities, affordable housing, and homeless shelters. At every site, if essential or emergency non-essential construction, this includes maintaining social distance, including for purposes of elevators, meals, entry, and exit, unquote. If the numbers in the following county-by-county update don't add up, it may be because local confirmed case counts have not been included in the state's numbers, or because a case that was reported to local public health authorities is officially being included in the count for another county. In Westchester County, there are now 7,187 confirmed cases, 1,243 new. On March 27th, Westchester issued a news release with video from a press briefing by County Executive George Latimer. On the county website is a breakdown of cases by town. 10 people have died of COVID-19 in the county, according to data on the county website. Yorktown Supervisor Matt Slater has contacted the governor's office to pitch a mobile testing site at the FDR State Park. In his daily briefing, County Executive George Latimer addressed the concept, saying the county did not have the resources for such a facility, but said he would advocate for the idea and was prepared to make the land available to the state. Something positive has spiked in the Hudson Valley: pet adoption rates. Pet Rescue in Harrison reported the number of people applying to foster pets has increased tenfold since the coronavirus hit the area. Interest has risen because people are stuck at home and often have been laid off, giving them time to adopt or foster animals. The isolation felt from being cut off from much of the world can also be ameliorated by a fuzzy friend. Rockland County has 1,457 confirmed cases, 260 new. A Rockland County press release updated that to 1,694 positive cases as of March 27th. Rockland County reported its eighth death, a 71-year-old with prior health issues who passed away March 26th. Unlike neighboring Putnam and Westchester counties or Ulster County farther north, Rockland has never given a town-by-town breakdown of confirmed cases. LOHUD filed a Freedom of Information request on March 27th for that information. Rockland County is warning residents not to fall for fake test kit scams. Quote, at this time, the FDA has not authorized any test that is available to purchase for testing yourself at home for COVID-19, unquote, a release states. Quote, if you are aware of fraudulent test kits for COVID-19, please report them by emailing FDA COVID-19 fraudulent products at fda.hhs.gov or call 1-888-INFO-FDA. In Orange County, there are now 910 confirmed cases, 159 new. A woman died of COVID-19 on March 27th, Orange County's fourth death from the disease. The victim was over 80 and had underlying health issues, but no other information was released by the county because of privacy laws. Construction at the Legoland theme park in Goshen, which still planned to open July 4th, is ceasing immediately after Governor Cuomo barred all non-essential construction in the state with a $10,000 fine for violators. Essential construction includes work on roads, bridges, transit facilities, utilities, healthcare facilities, affordable housing, and homeless shelters. Those sites where workers cannot socially distance will also be shut. Single-employee jobs can stay open. The $500 million Legoland can continue on its construction of a new exit at Route 17 because it falls into the essential category. The county's Industrial Development Agency will offer no-interest loans up to $10,000 to help businesses struggling with the economic fallout of the coronavirus, as well as offering the services of its staff. The $500,000 pot should be available in the next few weeks. In Dutchess County, there are now 225 confirmed cases, 35 new. At least six correction officers at Greenhaven Correctional Facility in Stormville have tested positive for COVID-19, and 27 were in some form of quarantine as of March 27th. One inmate was tested and received negative results. A union steward at the facility said they were not being provided face masks and were not allowed to bring their own. Health experts fear an outbreak in the confines of the prison system, where the coronavirus would spread rapidly. New York City just released at least 200 prisoners from its jails, where the infection rate is 7 times higher than the city as a whole, according to the Legal Aid Society. Some fire departments in the county that respond to medical calls have stopped doing so if the caller reports COVID-19 symptoms. Ambulance squads, which respond to the majority of medical emergencies, take the potential COVID-19 calls, but must gear up with personal protective equipment before arriving. Fire departments reported they were out of disinfectant wipes, especially important to firefighters even in normal times, as they use the wipes to clean possible carcinogens off their skin after fires. Joining the growing list of public parks and trails that have been closed because people aren't social distancing outdoors, Scenic Hudson's Mount Beacon Park closed to the public as of March 27th. Earlier in the day, in an article about the growing controversy over the mobbing of public parks and trails, the Highlands Current reported that Scenic Hudson was looking for ways to ease overcrowding at the park without closing it entirely. In Putnam County, there are 111 cases confirmed, 17 new. Putnam County legislator Nancy Montgomery has been after the county government since January to respond more forcefully to the threat of COVID-19. And now that the crisis has hit, she's frustrated with how Mary Ellen Odle and Health Commissioner Michael Neshawat are handling it. In an open letter to constituents, Montgomery says she's been, quote, systematically excluded, unquote, from communications about the response. The Highlands Current has more on what she wants from the county, including better digital broadcast of remote public meetings, the reinstatement of the part-time epidemiologist job that was cut from the 2020 county budget, more personal protective equipment for first responders, clarification on whether Putnam County has a drive-through testing site, and faster process for applying for food stamps. In Ulster County, there are now 98 confirmed cases, 20 new. According to a news release from Ulster County on March 27th, there are currently 112 confirmed cases in the county. Shedankin Town Supervisor Rob Stanley wants the state to put a halt to Airbnb rentals. It's not normal for Shedankin in March to be full of out-of-towners, but that's what's happening. Stanley says, quote, there's a car in every single driveway in the town, unquote, he told the Daily Freeman. Kingston police officers are making the call as to whether they should stay home or if experiencing potential COVID-19 symptoms instead of using the department's non-contact thermometer, according to the Daily Freeman. It has always been up to the officer's discretion whether to call out sick, and their contracts give them unlimited sick time, the Kingston police chief says in the article. Unemployment insurance is available for gig workers for the first time in the federal stimulus bill, which could aid many local musicians. Spectrum News interviewed Lara Hope and the Arctones, whose livelihoods were destroyed by the pandemic. Hope said she played about 200 shows per year, and all her forthcoming gigs have been canceled. The band has begun performing shows on Facebook. The Kingston Emergency Food Collaborative, a partnership of community groups formed to provide meals to families once Kingston City schools were closed, launched a food security hotline today in conjunction with the City of Kingston. Anyone in need of food within the Kingston City School District can call 888-316-0879 at any time to be entered into a growing database to receive prepared food or grocery delivery, according to a press release posted by Ward 3 Alderperson Renee Scott Childress. The hotline is staffed by English and Spanish speakers and will soon offer kichi. Those interested in volunteering for the hotline and/or food delivery in preparation can sign up at the River Newsroom website. 64 cases are now confirmed in Sullivan County. Sullivan County Town Hall session held on Facebook Live on March 26th was a success, County Legislative Chair Robert Doherty said, and the county is planning to hold more of them. Quote, Legislator Vice Chair Mike Brooks, Sheriff Michael Schiff, County Manager Josh Podasek, and Public Health Director Nancy McGraw will again respond to citizens' questions during a Facebook Live question and answer session Monday, March 30th at 1 p.m., the county announced on March 27th. Additional questions can be submitted via either email at sctownhall@co.sullivan.ny.us or private message to the Facebook group for Sullivan County Government by 11 a.m. March 30th. They should be related to COVID-19 concerns and issues and phrased respectfully and apolitically, unquote. Another town hall session will be held at 1 p.m. on Wednesday, April 1st. Video from the March 26th town hall has been posted on the Sullivan County Coronavirus Info page. Also still on the county's info page, a notice that, quote, unnecessary travel is banned, unquote. This is not true. The county has no authority to ban travel, and New York State has not issued a general travel ban for individuals. The county announced a 2-month extension for owners in tax foreclosure to buy back their properties. Sullivan County has limited test sites available, the county announced on Facebook March 27th, but the Catskill Regional Medical Center has some tests available to people in high-risk groups. Quote, you will need to call first, be screened and approved, and given a time and location, unquote, the press release says. Quote, testing is free to all eligible New Yorkers as ordered by a healthcare provider or by calling the COVID hotline at 888-364-3065. In Columbia County, there are now 20 cases confirmed, 7 new. 4 residents have tested positive for COVID-19 at Pine Haven Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in Philmont. All 4 are in isolation at the nursing home, according to the County Department of Health, which did not say when the 4 received test results, but stated the facility reported their conditions are improving. Local farmers report to the Register Star that they are used to uncertainty in their line of work, but some are anxious that seasonal laborers who travel from abroad through H-2A temporary agricultural worker visa programs will not come this year. Produce farmers are especially dependent on these workers, many of whom come from Mexico and Jamaica. On the other hand, dairy farmers do not require many laborers and are seeing a boom in sales from hoarding. The dairy industry has been increasingly suffering through the years in the region, and farmers said they doubted the surge would last. Earlier this week, the River wrote about how farmers are adjusting operations to keep the food supply chain moving. The Columbia paper, a weekly newspaper covering the county, has shut down its print publication, but will still publish articles online. Quote, washing hands often helps ward off COVID-19, but it doesn't pay the printer's bill, unquote, writes editor and publisher Perry Teasdale. In Delaware County, there are 8 cases confirmed, 1 new. Delaware County Public Health Services reported March 27th that the first positive case detected in the county has now recovered and is no longer in isolation. That raised a question for us. How is the county deciding when someone is well enough to be released from mandatory isolation? In New Rochelle, the Westchester County Board of Health is still keeping about 100 recovered patients in quarantine. LowHUD.com reported March 26th. Because they cannot meet the county's mandate that they have 2 consecutive negative tests for the virus, some cannot access testing, and some others are still showing positive results despite being symptom-free. We have asked Delaware County what its criteria are for allowing a recovered patient to be released from isolation, and we will share any response we receive. In Greene County, there are 6 cases, 1 new. Greene County announced on March 27th it has 10 positive cases located in Windham, Durham, Greenville, Hunter, Cairo, and Catskill. 42 individuals are self-monitoring for possible exposure. Canna Park in Cairo was closed March 27th after the town board voted to shut it last week because of people were not practicing social distancing there. Town council person Jason Watts blamed it on out-of-towners, saying, quote, it really wasn't even the locals, unquote. All other significant municipal parks in the county remain open, though Coxsackie closed the playground areas at Riverside Park and McQuaid Park. In Schoharie County, there are 3 cases confirmed, 1 new. The county confirmed its 3rd case of COVID-19. No details were released about the patient, but they and all individuals who had been in close contact with them have been notified and are in precautionary quarantine. The staff of the Schoharie Elementary School paraded down Schoharie's Main Street in their cars with balloons flying and horns honking to wave to students who have been homebound for 2 weeks. CBS 6 News of Albany has video and reports that it's becoming something of a trend in the capital region. This has been the Daily Coronavirus Report for the Catskills in the Hudson Valley from Melissa Harris of The River and Roger Hannigan-Gilson of the other Hudson Valley. Go to theRiverNewsroom.com or theOtherHudsonValley.com for more information.